This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready, willing, and able to go through the top stories of the week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine and the major domo there. My major Michael Harrison is the major domo.
A domo.
Yes. Please stop being your domo. All right, so we have lots of things going on this week, Michael, as usual. So let's go through the list. Yes.
Okay, here we go. At number 10. Immigration reform tied with social media bias. At number 9, a two-way tie between the economy and the infrastructure. At number 8, one of the old chestnuts of our chart, climate change. At number 7, the San Jose mass shooting and gun control. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and U.S. foreign affairs. At number 5, claims of the 2020 election being fraudulent. That continues. Some people call it the big lie. Others call it penetrating investigation. And that's tied with voter legislation or, voting legislation that's spreading around the country as GOP-controlled state houses emulate what happened in Georgia. At number 4, the Trump Organization is being investigated on criminal charges or criminal allegations by the New York State Attorney General and the Southern District Attorney. At number 3, we have race relations, police reform, anti-Semitism, and Asian hate crimes dominating the third position. At number 2, we have a debate over the January 6th commission. The GOP doesn't want to do it. The Democrats do, and it's all hung up. And at number 1, COVID-19 remains on the top spot, its origins, its vaccines, and its long-term symptoms. On the People Survey, we have at number 10, Xi Jinping. We have Alexander Lukashenko of the whole Russia and its neighbors dispute. We have Vladimir Putin at number 9. We have Cyrus Vance Jr. at 8. We have George Floyd at 7. It's a year since he's been killed. At number 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Kevin McCarthy. Mitch McConnell's at 5, Donald Trump's at 4, Rochelle Walensky is at 3, Dr. Tony Fauci and Rand Paul at number 2, that little skirmish continues, and Joe Biden, the president, he's at number 1, and there you go, another week that was.
I'm looking forward to, and I'm not a sports fan, but I'm looking forward to the day when we'll be able to put sports, some sort of sports, in the top 10, because that used to be before we had all this huzzerai. It was something that I learned from, basically, because I'm not a sports fan. But I kind of want to know, because I like to think of myself as a reasonably intelligent discusser, an articulator, if you will, conversationalist. And you and that positioning on the countdown forced me into knowing something that I probably otherwise wouldn't know or pay much attention to.
Mm. You know, we don't really do the survey to fit your interests.
But Darren, what's the problem? Why is that?
but it's interesting you bring that up because sports are still being talked about in talk radio. It's just that we pivoted into an era about 2 years ago where the consequences of the issues and the complexity and speed at which they fly across the airwaves into and out of our brains has so intensified that we're looking more microscopically at the news talk stories that are being discussed on news talk radio than some of the ones that stray a bit away from it, which includes sports talk. Like, hey, that was quite a game. Did you catch those Yankees last night? You know, that's not as prominent an influence on what's happening in America via these media. So, but it's still being talked about. Sports is still a big subject in terms of this conversation.
Let me get that was not a question that was vapid or was casual. It was brought about because of the one of the two new hosts that's going to be on the Premier Network that used to have the Limbaugh show on from noon to 3 Eastern time. Now they've announced they're going to fill that time slot with two hosts, one of them fairly significant talk host, doing traditional talk stuff, right-wing talk stuff. But then the other guy is a sports guy. And Limbaugh used to talk, you know, he was a sports fan, so he used to talk about sports. But it seems interesting, and I wonder if you'd like to comment on the possibility that what goes on in that time, the focus on certain issues will expand somewhat because of the hiring or the moving around. I guess, no, this guy wasn't at Fox. He was at Fox before. Tell us what you think, because a lot of people are going to be interested in your thoughts about these people in this important time slot.
Well, my thoughts are that it depends on how many stations carry them. if you're on during an important time slot, but you're not being carried by many stations, you're not that important. Rush Limbaugh was carried by a record number of stations, and now that block has disintegrated or fractionalized. There are a lot of different hosts on the radio between noon and 3 p.m. Eastern time. Some of them are syndicated by other syndicators. Some of them are the syndication company now that is continuing with this new two-man show. And others have gone to local hosts. So time will tell. I'm not going to comment on how it's going to be because it hasn't really started. It's just starting,
right.
Let them do it. You know, who am I to, you know, I try not to talk about things that have yet to happen. Unless I'm really clear, here's what I think might happen. And I'm not really sure what they're going to do. I think they're facing an enormous challenge to fill the shoes of Rush Limbaugh. Something
you
that cannot be done.
No,
by,
you can't do
you
that.
Know.
No.
But the question comes up all the time. I mean, I was interviewed yesterday by several publications asking, will these people be able to fill the shoes of Rush Limbaugh? Exactly.
Yeah.
Has any president of the 45, 46, you know, mm-hmm. 47, no, 45 actually, 46 presidencies,
46. Yeah.
The presidencies that followed George Washington, has anybody become the new George Washington? Mm-hmm. The entire history of the United States has been with presidents that did not fill the shoes of George Washington. Does that invalidate the growth of the country? Does that invalidate the American way? Does that invalidate the history? Of course, we had Abraham Lincoln, and some people think, you know, FDR. You know, but George Washington, so that's the same thing with Rush Limbaugh. Or has anybody ever replaced the Beatles in rock and roll or Elvis Presley? It's a stupid equivalence. And my basic position, without rambling too much on this, because once I get started and this I can go forever, is that talk radio is enhanced by the fact that it had Rush Limbaugh. It's part of its history. It's part of its color and thus its roots in American tradition. But no, it's going to go forward and there'll be new people, new stars, and there'll always be storytelling and there'll always be news and there'll always be talk shows.
Very, very nicely put. See? You got what you didn't think you were going to get, folks. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, moving ahead in a matter of moments with a different kind of assessment. I have a couple of questions for Michael that I want to that sort of goes in hand with what we were just talking about. So stand by for that. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. It may help you get a better night's rest. Are you ready for something to change the way you sleep? It depends on whether you've got some MyPillows around your house or not. MyPillow never goes flat. MyPillow, your pillow, your MyPillow. Change up how the personal pronoun affects the pillow. Is it your pillow? Is it MyPillow? Well, I have my MyPillow. You have your MyPillow. And with all of the double talk, the bottom line is it'll give you the best night's rest you've ever had. If you don't have one, you will get them and you'll not wake up with a sore neck. You won't wake up with a headache. You won't feel like you need a nap because you'll get a good night's rest. Isn't that what you want? That's what you want to be refreshed when you wake up in the morning. And that's what these pillows do. As a matter of fact, that's what all the things at MyPillow do for you. Premium MyPillow spots now available, best price you can imagine, for a limited time, probably for next couple of weeks. You can get a queen size premium MyPillow for $29.98. Imagine that. King Pillow is only $5 more. Get that deal along with tons of other deals. You know, when you go to MyPillow.com, see the products in the product catalog. When you're checking out at MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, enter the promo code DJV, and take advantage of all the deep discounts you get with that promo code on all the MyPillow products, the sheets, the pillows, the slippers, you name it, they've got it for a better night's rest. Check it all out. Buy with confidence using my promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Here's the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can we take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's 19 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. You know, we have a mutual friend who's a good consultant named Holland Cook, who monthly puts out a newsletter that goes to his clients. And he posed a question, Michael, which I thought was really apt to ask you. As we talk about the future of talk radio since Limbaugh's gone and all that stuff, his question that he put to readers was, is your station an argument or an assessment? I thought that was... Yeah, it really gets you to think, okay, what are you presenting on the air? Do you want to argue about stuff all the time? Do you want to assess what's going on and then give people, is it your job to, what is your job? Maybe that's the best question. You're a talk radio host and people come to you all the time and say, okay, what about this? What's your job? We'll get to that in a moment here, 21 after the hour.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here together on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. My mind is set on this question, which I really, people ask me once in a while. I haven't had this question for a while. What is your job? What do you really do as a talk host? And I think what's going on in the business now begs the answer to the question, what is the job of a talk radio person, personality, host, whatever it is you want to, however you want to label yourself? So this is for talk radio hosts, and this is for talk radio listeners. Michael?
Well, I think that it's the black belt form of broadcasting, doing radio talk.
That's pretty interesting.
And they have mixed martial arts, you know. Some people are taekwondo, some people are karate, some people are jujitsu. You know, there's, and then you mix it all up. And that's what, you know, Bruce Lee came along, and at first they criticized him because he broke all the rules. But then he actually combined all of the different disciplines. So I don't think that you could say that being a talk show host or a radio talk show host is, there's a job and this is what you're supposed to do, any more than you could tell, you know, somebody in mixed martial arts, you should only do this kind of karate or only mix it up. Be an assessor, be an arguer, be a reporter, be an informer, be a provocateur, be a moderator, a facilitator. All of these are part of the job, and you could be funny or you could be serious or you could be both. You could be a satirist. I think the beauty of being a talk radio host, and I go back to the term black belt, because I remember when I was a DJ, I longed for the day that I wouldn't be restrained by the format of the radio station, but rather be in a broader, more diverse format that draws upon different aspects of my personality and my knowledge and what I bring to the table. So I don't want to see a day when a trade publication or someone like me or some broadcasting executive says, this is the job of a talk show host, and that's where you should be. I love the unpredictability of it and the diversity of it.
Well, okay. So then to part B of this, there's a host that I happen to know and like very much who's on what my assessment of this radio station is that it's the best talk station in the country. That's just my assessment. KFI in Los Angeles has very unique hosts. It's been a very interesting radio station I listened to for a long, long time, as have been basically all the L.A. There's some talk in L.A. that I was on one of the stations there for 3.5 years. I mean, I've been on all the stations except for one with my syndicated program, but I did a local show on KVC for 3.5 years, and I found it so stimulating I once said to the boss there, you didn't have to pay me. I had to come on for nothing.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Well, sort of tongue-in-cheek. Anyway,
right.
So one of the hosts, a guy that I think is fabulous, Tim Conway Jr., who is, Tim Conway, the comedian and actor's son, been on the radio there for a long time. So he did something that was sort of tongue-in-cheekish, and I listened to it. I think it was taken completely out of context, but the guy got booted from the station for a week because he did something that I don't get it, frankly. What am I missing? I'm a guy who's been on the radio.
You're not sharing with the listeners what he did.
Well, he did a skit with sort of an Asian-American tint to it, if that's what you want to.
He played the role of a Japanese person, and he did the stereotypical Japanese accent.
Yeah.
What he did wrong was being insensitive to the fact that that's a hot-button issue right now, Asian-American crime.
But is there anything that's not a hot-button issue? I mean, at some point...
So there's two ways to look at it. Should it be a hot-button issue? That's one point. But in the industry, the fact is perhaps he should have known better not to do that now if he wanted to avoid the likelihood that he'd be suspended.
I just think that if you want to have a good talk radio program, it's got to be somewhat spontaneous. And that this was a spontaneous gig I don't know. I must be.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Saying you're wrong. You asked a question.
I did.
I'm trying to give you an industrial answer.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
all right. It begs the question. We can talk more about it on the other side of the half hour. 28 after the hour now. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, or a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The keys is sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands, plus a 15% off coupon through Memorial Day. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love. We're talking Bose, Works, iRobot, and more, all at up to 50% savings. And now through Memorial Day, get an extra 15% off coupon to save even more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
More than 300 different U.S. government organizations, including city, county, and town governments, as well as schools, have purchased cameras and surveillance systems from two blacklisted Chinese tech companies since August of 2019. That's according to government contract data. The two companies, Hikvision and Dahua Technologies, recent business deals with U.S. local governments, were reviewed by research firm IPVM. The companies are banned because of cybersecurity and human rights concerns associated with the two tech companies, as outlined in the National Defense Authorization Act of 2019. Another attorney general is joining the big tech antitrust lawsuit parade. Washington, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine is suing Amazon for engaging in anti-competitive acts that he says raised prices and stifled innovation. The complaint accuses Amazon of abusing its market position by requiring that third-party sellers offer their products for the same price that they sell them elsewhere. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This day in history, Flash, 1961. The British newspaper, the London Observer, publishes British lawyer Peter Benson's article, The Forgotten Prisoners, on its front page, launching an appeal for amnesty in 1961. The movement later became Amnesty International. Flash, 1964. The Palestinian Liberation Organization was founded. In February 1969, Yasser Arafat was elected its leader. Flash, 1957.
But even with this going on, it was unthinkable that it would ever happen. We heard it, but it couldn't happen. It just could not happen.
When the 57 season came about, and again, they were playing games in Jersey City, and the solution of a new ballpark hadn't materialized yet, then it became a little more evident that, hey, this could possibly happen.
What do you think of the idea of the Dodgers moving to Los Angeles?
I don't like the idea.
How about the Dodgers moving to Queens?
I don't like that idea either.
Well, where would you rather see them if you had to choose between the two?
I'd rather see them right here in Brooklyn.
By the time the Dodgers played their last game at Ebbets Field in late September, callous indifference had set in. A 67-year run was ending, and only 6,200 people showed up to see the final act.
Baseball league owners voted unanimously to allow the New York Giants and Brooklyn Dodgers to move to San Francisco and Los Angeles, respectively. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This program airs on hundreds of radio stations every week around the country and around the world at djvshow.com. So there's an impact. Michael Harrison, because of his publication, has an impact. The talk radio business has an impact. And so we're talking about being careful and whether or not it eliminates the fun, talking about Tim Conway Jr. at KFI being suspended because he did something using a Japanese accent. So, is there no fun to be had, or do we need to redefine fun?
I think the question is irrelevant. I think there's a lot of fun to be had. I'm not knocking your premise. I'm answering. Yeah. I think your question is valid. But I have my own thoughts about this. And I think that in any field where you have to be spontaneous and you have to be provocative, as in stand-up comedy, as in radio talk show hosting, things of that nature, I think the existence of restrictions and restraints and danger adds to the challenge of talent and to the excitement. A case in point, I think that Howard Stern was much more effective when he was operating on terrestrial radio subject to FCC laws and regulations, that he was pushing the envelope and occasionally got fined.
Yeah.
And he would go on the
tightrope. His boss loved playing the fine.
Right, they liked paying the fine because it was worth the, it was the cost of doing business, but still it was a fine. When he went to the unregulated, although everything has regulations, even unregulated media, there are limits. But when he went to Sirius XM satellite radio, where he didn't have FCC control and he was able to be even dirtier, you know, words could be used.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I thought he lost his edge because it was seeing him up against the restraints. The restraints of the society and the subtlety and the between the lines and the pushing it a little micro inch every day, I find that to be more entertaining than just some guy coming on and blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. I think that with the changing times, there are different things that press that button a little bit. And right now we're at a time, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I understand why it exists. We're at a time when people are more sensitive to racial stereotypes, to making fun.
But are they really? Think the talk radio hosts are held to a different standard, it seems to me, because so much of our medium is political talk, and the politicians, the likes of this guy Gates and Miss Green, I mean, these people are bumbling idiots, and they say anything, and they get credit for it. And a lot of the stuff is a lot more outrageous than anybody doing a talk radio program, even if they're repeating the words. So how come it's okay for them to do it, but it's not okay for us to do it?
That's the old double standard. That's the old that's the old problem. That it's very difficult to have justice when it comes to these subjective determinations, and that's when it becomes political, and that's when there's a bunch of hypocrisy attached to it. You bring up very good questions. I could never take it on myself to be the final word on how to do this or not to do it. I could rather explain the syndrome that we deal with, because there is no final word. There is no objective truth as to what is offensive and what isn't, what is dirty and what isn't. These things change.
So that's the language changes. You answer the question then, which begs. It's crying for an answer. There is no answer because people are so damned inconsistent with how they look at this stuff. Look at some of the black leaders and some of the outrageous things that they've said, or, you know, some of the things that have come from people who don't like Jews. But if you, heaven help you, if you mention something like this, even as a reporter on a radio program, versus the people who say it and get away with it. I just think...
Well, a lot about what you say and get away with in the media today has to do with how valuable you are to the people running the platform.
Okay, maybe.
Which we go back to the Howard Stern thing.
Yeah.
Howard Stern broke the law. They paid thousands of dollars in fines because they made more money because of him than they had to pay. Cost of doing business. Others who maybe weren't getting the ratings, weren't generating the revenue of Howard Stern, they would do something the same or not even as egregious, and they'd be fired because it gave management a chance to get rid of them. It's the three stages, and this was during an era when the companies told talk show hosts, be as outrageous as possible, which was like the old Mission Impossible.
But is it stages. Just because of whatever the flavor of the day is? Stephen Colbert parodied Governor Kemp of Georgia. And was very unflattering. It was outrageously nasty, which is what Colbert really is his stock and trade. But yet, who calls him on the carpet? Why isn't he being held responsible? Why was he suspended from doing late night?
Did he make fun of a Japanese accent when he's making fun of?
Why is that the only thing that matters? Or is
I mean, there's a huge difference between doing a joke, making fun of an accent of a people that are currently in the spotlight.
Why?
Well, because it has to do with the changing mood of the public and the times. That's what this is all about. Otherwise, we would be living in a static, timeless
society. Is it the mood of the public, or is it the mood of people who are trying to control thought, who may not necessarily represent the average person, i.e., New York Times, Washington Post? Huh?
There's a relationship between those who are trying to control thought and the mood of the public. Those are very,
which
very connected.
Sets what is the public setting the agenda, or are the people who are influencing the public.
When you get up in the morning and you shave in the mirror, is the mirror influencing how you treat your face, or is your face influencing what goes on in the mirror? I mean, the relationship between the mirror and the subject is the relationship between the media and the times. The one of the holy grails of programming is to understand the public mood and to be in harmony with it in such a way as to be provocative and to stand out and be entertaining and be informative and be important. It's like a parade. You want to look like you're the leader of a parade, figure out where it's going, and then stand in front of it and spin your baton. But if you don't know that it's going to turn to the right or turn to the left the next time you get to a cross streets and you're just marching along, you're going to suddenly be standing alone and the parade is going to be in a different direction. That the relationship between leadership and followership is a very abstract, subtle, complex set of circumstances. And that's where the action lies, but you cannot simplify it. You cannot simplify it other than to understand that leaders and followers play off each other. They're part of the same evolving system. And that's the end of the show.
I'm sorry.
You're in talk radio. You have no time to think.
Yes, that's the problem. Remember when we were jocks, we were told no dead air, and there was a red light in the studio. If there was ever a nanosecond of dead air, the red light went on, and somebody would call you from the office, why is there dead air? I think we need more, quote-unquote, dead air for people to think about what it is that we're saying. And I was just thinking about what you said. It didn't require a retort from me. It just needed to sit there for a moment. And I
no, there's no. I mean, I'm in a certain way flattered that I left you silent.
Yeah.
But I
not
but
many
but
people do. As you know. I love this. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and you and I have been friends for a long time. You've been doing what you're doing for a long time, but we've done. Beside this, we've done other things in radio, and it makes it a longer time that we've been on the air. We've seen so much change. And change normally is good. Normally it's not easily accepted, but it's healthy. And I think that there's a certain amount of sameness because of the fear of the people who run the business not wanting to make a change that would cost them their jobs. And so we get rid of
Tim. Can you blame them? Can you?
Maybe. But we're from an era where that didn't make any difference because we could.
No, it always did. I never wanted to lose my job. I never wanted
I don't want to lose my job.
I mean, when you have a job, that one of the jobs of having a job is to keep the job.
As long as you like the job.
I mean, some people are fired everywhere they go because they push the envelope, but you have to face the consequences. Others are fired everywhere they go because they're jerks and they're hard to get along with.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of times people are fired from media positions when others are not. It has nothing even to do with revenue. It has to do with how nice they are. You know, I once had a famous talk show host say to me, how come they let me go? My ratings are good. I'm famous. Why'd they fire me? I said, you really want to know? You're a jerk. They don't like you. They don't like me. Everybody at the station loves me, he said. I said, no. Everybody at the station hates you.
Right.
That's ridiculous. And he never talked to me again. but I told him the truth.
All right. And the truth is, I must pause here for a moment in the action. Michael Harrison with his thoughts and your thoughts, thinking it through. You're welcome to comment anytime at our social media, at DJ Show Twitter and Instagram. Here's something that people like to talk about. And that's the help they're getting. If you're looking better these days because you've been on a diet and you want to continue to look good, you want to continue to feel good, you want to continue to be good, then you got to keep that weight off. And that's the secret behind the formula, the all-natural formula at Calotren, Calotren. As you go through the weekend, this program is heard all around the country around the weekend. Think about what you're doing. What are you going to eat on Memorial Day? Are you going to stuff yourself with all kinds of things that are bad for you and that are going to raise, what, the 3 or 4 pounds you lost, going to come right back again? Well, you'd be well served to go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calotren, and see what you can do using their product to lose the weight and keep it off. Very important information is there. And when you check out, you decide, yep, I'm going to do this. when you check out, use the DJB code. You have to pay for shipping, and you also get a 3-month supply free. That's part of the deal. It's a fabulous deal, and the more time you spend thinking about how fabulous you want to look, you're going to look into this. Find the success stories and all about Calitrin, how it works, how it's good for you, at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV.
Deep down, you knew it was coming, and you know there's nothing you can do to stop it. And now, it's here.
Tax-mageddon!
Federal debt now exceeds the size of the entire economy, and Congress continues to spend like drunken sailors. Taxes are going up, and your retirement savings are going to be taxed to smithereens. But there's one proven time-tested strategy that lets you legally pay zero taxes on your hard-earned retirement money. And you can learn all about it in a free report from Bank on Yourself. Get it now at LegallyPayZeroTax.com. This strategy also grows your wealth safely and predictably every year, even when the market tanks. And it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Yes, you can protect your money from the next stock market crash and from
Tax-mageddon.
To get this free report and save your retirement, visit LegallyPayZeroTax.com today. That's LegallyPayZeroTax.com. LegallyPayZeroTax.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
All right. Is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny. Have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects.
Hi, Michael. What's on the MH interview this week? Who's there?
Fabulous interview with Dottie Herman, one of the biggest moguls in the real estate business. She also does a talk radio show. It's a fascinating conversation at mhinterview.com.
10 before the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Friends, are we all friends? A lot of people are buzzing about the Friends reunion, including our own Chuck Curry, who's here. We also have some interesting predictions for movies this weekend. You'll get to that right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so, Chucker, as the arbiter of taste and goodwill, what do we have in terms of observational forces around the Friends reunion, which will be the big buzz? A lot. Of, I don't. How long do they keep these things up? It's posted.
No, it'll be on for a month. It could be on forever. I mean, I don't know, for a long time. But, you know, anyway, a couple of observations. I watched it yesterday. My first thought was, why did this group who was so successful together and made so much money and had such amazing creative success only spend one time in the same room together over the last 15 years? I don't know. Your thought, what do you think about it? Is that unusual? Is that common? What do you think?
Well, I think individually they're all friends. Certainly Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston are very close buddies. Why? Are you suggesting that this was fakery? That they put this on to make a couple of million bucks a piece?
I just think if I spent that much time with those people and had that bond that they had on that set and was so successful off each other's energy and talent, It just feels weird to me. They only were in the same room together one time in 15 years. Having said that, I thought it was very interesting. I liked the way it opened when they each individually walked on the set that they haven't been on in 15 years. I thought that was actually pretty cool. Some of the rest of it, I thought was, they didn't put a lot of thought into it. It was what it was. I think they gave them $10 million apiece, evidently, HBO Max, to do that. So I guess they figured once they're in the same room, they tape and whatever happens would happen. But I enjoyed watching it. But I don't want to sound vain. I don't want to sound vain. But one thing I couldn't help but say to myself when I was watching it, and I say this in all seriousness, Doug, that aging sticks. I find it hard to look at that cast who was so vibrant 20 years ago and to see them, you know, aging now in their 50s.
Well, you mean how
maybe
fat
that makes me vain.
Matt LeBlanc, the fat side of LeBlanc, and the drugged out sort of, you wonder what was going on with Wes's face.
I know we all age. We all age. I get it. But there's something about a time capsule of a show where they're basically known for playing characters in their 20s, you know, and that will stand the test of time. I think that show will last generationally for decades going forward. But I don't know. It was an interesting watch. I'm sure it's going to get subscribers for HBO Max.
But
if you're a fan of Friends, it is well worth.
Yeah.
Watching. I don't think they put a ton of energy into the production side of that special, but it was beneficial to that cast and certainly the fan base of that show.
All right, this weekend, Cruella opens up. Yeah. What else, and what's going to be the big box office draw?
Everything gets prophesizing to the last one. This is a huge, huge weekend for the industry. Quiet Place 2, which was delayed from last year, and Cruella, Disney's Cruella, both open this weekend. Now, Memorial Day weekend, Doug, historically, is always huge for movies. It's a start-off, kick-off for the summer season. The weather around the country, especially the East Coast, is not going to be that great. So I would expect people to go to the movies, but these numbers have to be very respectable for the industry to put a smile on its face come Tuesday morning. So you got a four-day weekend. I hope people go back to the movies. They're going back to restaurants. They're doing a lot of other things. The movies have lagged. So we're going to see what happens in the next 4 days.
There's a fascinating movie called Final Account. Have you heard about that? I just saw this, huh? Interesting. A lot from relatives of the people who were involved with the Final Solution, Hitler stuff.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.